Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Status Bro Show. As always, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with my co-host, Zach Dion Bud Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
The other co-host, Andrew.
How's it going, Miracle Bro?
And our producer, Mr. Ryan Scharfenberg.
Not
here. I debated on whether I wanted to dive into this first off, and I think I do. I think we should discuss Ryan's future on the show. I didn't know if I wanted to. I thought maybe we'll just discuss it off the air, and I'll leave it up to Zach and I, since we make all the final calls.
Yeah.
But I like doing things right out in the open, and I think it's at least worth a discussion, the direction that we're going in. I'm not going to make a final decision on the show.
Yeah, no, we're just, you know, talking about it, thinking about it.
Because we're thinking about switching the show day permanently to Thursday.
Yeah.
Now, I used to not even consider that an option because it meant that one of our members wouldn't be here. But lately, he's really, really making me question his dedication to the program.
Yeah, he is. It's last week you mentioned him picking the hill he wants to die on.
Oh, we good still on the Ustream?
Yeah,
oh,
that's exactly okay. How I feel.
Yeah, it used to be funny that, like, that he did nothing and he didn't talk that much, but after the bacon strip thing, that 1 week is not funny anymore.
No.
That was bullshit.
That was major bullshit. And then we gave him another show last week to make amends. I mean, I didn't force it on him, but I gave him the option, of course, to maybe make amends.
Right.
For the abomination that he was on the show before, and he didn't do anything. He didn't want to do anything.
Yeah, no, that was fucking awful.
If we were all voting right now, would everyone vote in favor of switching the show to Thursday and canning Scharfenberg?
I'd vote in favor of switching the show to Thursday. I don't have any particular problem with Scharfenberg. I don't think the quality of the show really suffers when he's not here. But yeah. I feel like he brings... See, he's like having, you know, a dog.
He's like having
a
glass of water.
Change your life.
Hey, one shitty metaphor. And
you had to
forever.
Know that the glass of water thing was going to come up.
I didn't.
Week.
Not at all.
That did kind of become a thing.
No.
He and I have texted that to...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because I didn't notice it at first when you said it. It made sense to me.
Well,
when
this
you first
makes
said
me feel a little better about it. You guys can blow it up into a thing, and now it's like a funny running joke.
It made sense to me when you said it. I don't know who brought light to it. Oh, I guess it was this.
Well,
guy.
It was because actually, this is a good reason that Scharfenberg.
Yeah, Scharfenberg attacked him.
He and I looked at each other and like, what the fuck? Like, I think we both just realized right away that made zero sense.
Look, it's not the
I kind of see that it makes sense a little bit.
It's not the only reason. Maybe it helps.
It's something
you
very
know.
Bland.
Maybe it's because you know the guy. And so to you, it's like, oh, yeah, I can see that. But everybody else is like, what? That doesn't make sense.
Wait, who are you talking about?
He works at KNTU.
That's not who we were talking about in that.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
That's not who. No, it wasn't. It wasn't until later that I said that the guy I'm talking about is like a non-alcoholic beer.
No.
Have you listened to the last
show? That came up again, yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't think we are talking... The guy that we both worked with at a radio station, that guy isn't who we were talking about in the glass of water thing.
That's exactly
what
I was
it was not.
No,
it was
it wasn't,
like,
man.
A debate about something completely separate. And you were trying to tell Kevin, like, trying to talk to you is... It makes no sense. It's like talking to a glass of water.
It did not pertain to him.
No, I said he called you up on the hotline.
No.
Yeah.
That's not how it came up.
What the fuck, dude?
I'm positive. I listened to this show like 3 times.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. We'll go back and look. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
I'll do it during the break because it was pretty early on in the show.
Again, I like that like such a shitty, stupid thing has become like a major problem.
How has it become
a
major
problem?
Problem is the wrong word.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Problem is the wrong word. It's like a running joke now. That's all.
How many hours of the show?
I've never been the victim of one of those. Kevin never has.
It's not a bad thing.
How many minutes of airtime have you and I eaten up shitting on other people? Yet I can't even bring up the tiniest little nuance. I mean,
oh my god, it's not a bad thing. I initially started with like
it obviously bothers you though.
The way you're carrying yourself right now certainly suggests that it bothers you.
It bugs you a little. I mean,
all right, both of you jump on my shit. Let's go.
Well, we're not really.
Okay,
I was.
You're just feeling like you're. Well, maybe he was. I wasn't.
That's what I do. But anyways, I'm
sometimes everyone is going to say something where everybody else is like, what? And of course people are going to bring that up again.
Yeah, but I like that.
Well, then why are you... What's your problem then?
I said... never mind.
You seemed bummed out. You seemed a little butthurt when we first said it.
I was butthurt when it first came up, yeah.
All right, well...
I think it was more butthurt about the vagina thing, but...
What vagina thing?
The disembodied vagina thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
That was funny.
Huh?
Were you talking about a vagina floating through the air?
Yeah, but he was obviously kind of touchy about it at the time.
I always get touchy when somebody jumps on my shit on the show.
I'm really the only one who does it, aren't I?
Nah, I don't know about that.
Not really.
Well, if AJ does it, then you should give it to him back.
I was talking about Scharfenberg.
Okay, well, let's get back to talking about Scharfenberg, because that's where we were going with this conversation.
See, it's funny, because Scharfenberg never really does anything at all.
He got pissed that one time you called him a dipshit. He actually spoke up and was like, I don't like that.
Exactly, he just said, I don't appreciate that, or something of that nature.
He's gotten a little
bit And then lower. I'll be like, I don't appreciate that. You're like, what do you mean? I don't like it. He'll just repeat the same thing, except maybe in a different, like, using different wording.
I don't know, he's gotten a little bit more aggressive lately.
He has. And he's become kind of a smartass about
it. Yeah, it's like he's starting to throw his weight around. I'm like, you have no weight. That's the thing.
He thinks he's being cute. The thing that really pissed me off the most, if anything Scharfenberg has done, is the week when he said, oh, I paid my dues, I wanted to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Because he has done absolutely nothing we ever asked. Nothing. I'm not talking about on the air. I'm talking off the air.
Yeah.
I'll tell him little things. I want you to look in on this. I want you to check this. Monitor that. Pay attention to this. Help us promote anything. He's never once lifted a finger, which it is kind of funny, but not when he's trying to be cute on the air. That's I don't like that at all.
You can't be a wise ass and think that's gonna fly.
No, we can be a wise ass.
Oh well, yeah,
he can't be a wise ass.
No,
that's just not his position, and he sucks at it. I like when he tries to be funny and it falls flat. It's different though when he's trying to actually confront me or you. That really gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. The bacon strip is the whole fucking thing. Set me off.
That's
guy's like wallpaper most of the time. He's here, but he's not here. But, you know, it's aesthetically pleasing. More people around, like a bigger – I like the environment. But when you say to the hosts, the people who put this whole thing together, I'll do it if you do it. And we had already done it before. And right. We do it a second time, and then he bails on us. That's a hanging offense almost.
Yeah.
Andrew farted. Do you not agree, though?
No, yeah. His whole big thing when he came on the show was, I don't want to be in this spotlight. And, like, that pushed him into the spotlight as far as he could go. Because now we're immediately looking at him and, like, you know, there's a couple other things that are starting to piss us off.
I think basically he was trying to do what Andrew does, except he was doing it unsuccessfully.
Yeah.
He was being resistant as a way to create controversy, except when Andrew does it, he's legitimately upset about it, which makes it more interesting. Where Ryan, I feel like, was just doing it just to do it.
Yeah,
that's just to try to get our
attention. It's part of Andrew's job, and he's good at it, and yeah. Shit.
The Allied 5 thing legitimately made you mad.
I should say so, yeah.
Well, yeah, see, that's completely different than Ryan not eating the bacon strip just to try to get me pissed.
Right.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a second. I think he just didn't want to eat the bacon strip, and he decided to do it in the most asshole-ish way possible.
Maybe.
Couldn't just say, I don't want to do that.
I like to think that at least he wanted to do it, but you might be right, dude.
The bacon strip is the one food that thinking about it in my head still grosses me out.
It's awful.
The texture is really it's like a gummy snack.
Yeah, I could go for one right now.
Hey, you seem to jump on board, man. Like, the second time, you're like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it first. I don't give a fuck. Like, you just... You take that shit in stride. You and I are the ones that really struggle.
If they laid everything out on the table of every bizarre food we've ever had, I would eat the potted meat if I had to pick one.
Me too. Well,
I said it. I guess I better have a bacon strip. I'm going to get a glass of water.
See? That's what I like, man.
Yeah.
AJ pulls his weight around here. And you know what's funny? I would blame Ryan that he's absent. And he could be watching us, but he can't because he can't do Thursdays because he works. So.
Oh, he could listen, but I mean, no, he's not going to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I didn't think about that. No. I would think listening to the Ustream would be... I don't know. It sucks. If you're just listening, you want the audio quality to be maximum, like the best it can be, which is why we take separate time to make sure that the podcast that we upload to our various media outlets is top notch. I mean, I spend a lot of time making sure it sounds good. I actually don't think last week sounded as good as the previous weeks, but I'm still working that out.
So if you could go with one or the other, you'd go with listening to the podcast every week over the Ustream?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know I love radio. It's my thing.
Yeah.
Especially talk radio, there's an intimate connection between voice and ear that occurs in this medium that doesn't exist anywhere else, I feel like. Yeah.
You initially kind of leaned away from Ustream. You were like, I don't think that's an awesome
idea. I didn't want to do it at all.
Yeah,
but every person I talked to who had any kind of influence on me in forwarding the promotion and the popularity of the show said, you have to get a Ustream.
Yep.
Like, you have to do it.
That's why I did it. I talked to a guy who was in radio promotions. That's exactly what he said. He said, get a Ustream.
And think about it. All the people that we have that would listen to it later now will watch us live.
Yeah, you're right.
We got, obviously my friends and siblings. John Rhodes, love that guy. That guy's been great.
Yeah, he kind of came out of nowhere. How long has he been listening?
I want to say last 5 weeks or so. I'm not sure if he started out listening to just the podcast or over the Ustream. In fact, I wonder if he's listening right now, since our schedule is always getting fucked up. That's another thing we have to establish, is like a day that people can always expect to watch live and a day that people can always expect to download.
Yeah, you're right.
The watching live thing is going to be problematic for anybody, though, since he's still got school obligations. You've got something coming up, and
yeah.
I've got things going on as well.
That's true. So, I have no idea what my schedule is going to be like soon.
Yeah, well.
So has that already gone out over the air? I don't think we've discussed that at all.
No, I don't want to discuss it yet.
Okay.
It's a, I don't know the right term to use.
Opportunity?
I mean, the term to use about not wanting to speak about it.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know either.
Anyways.
It's like
It sucks talking about a word you can't come up with on a talk radio.
It's like
show.
It is official. It's just I want to wait until I'm actually like going at it that I want to bring it up.
Smart.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, shit, dude. We have no idea what that might bring to the table. We'll worry about that in the future.
No.
Wow, 2 for 2. Nice moves.
Yeah.
It might involve moving, at least in this sense. It's moving to another apartment rather than the prospect of doing the show for my parents.
That might involve moving. But I mean, we've talked about that before. Your lease goes up in, what, April?
Yeah.
Andrew, if Kevin lived in, what,
actually,
Dallas?
I'm probably going to get a condo in Carrollton if you're looking for a roommate or something like that.
You'd be close.
Nice. There you go. You two can live together.
I got to live alone, but we could live close.
We can get a duplex.
Yeah.
You guys know me. I'm like a fucking psycho. Nobody can live with
get
me.
Get a townhouse.
I'm like,
no way, dude.
Well, you can clean. I mean, that's fine.
I mean, people can always comment on the way I live, whatever, but it really bugs me when people say, like, dude, you're like Patrick Bateman. For some reason, that just really bothers me. It makes me feel creepy.
Why?
Because Patrick Bateman is creepy.
They're not exactly wrong. You live the same fucking lifestyle.
I got a question, though. At the end of American Psycho, is Patrick Bateman actually a murderer, or is it all in his head?
No, it's all in his head.
That's what I always think.
I don't know. That's the big debate.
Yeah, remember the big sequence?
I think
you're
not supposed
to
know.
He shoots the cop car and it explodes, and he has this big fantasy about killing a lot of people, and
I don't know.
Then it turns out he's just a big old badge.
I know the book leaves it totally.
They
both try to do that. They both try to leave it totally like on the air, but the book isn't as clear. When
it's the same way they end The Sopranos. Like it's vague, but you're to assume.
Yeah. No, the book isn't as clear on the ending. Like the movie's a lot more clear. Like, oh, it's all in his head. The book's like, it might be him imagining it, or it might be him imagining that he went to the place and there's a realtor there. Like,
well, I wonder, maybe he did some of it and...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a cool way to end it.
I'm getting kind of hungry, man. You got my bacon strip?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
This fucking guy.
Do you want to just grab it?
Are they in there?
They're in the cabinet to the left of the oven.
Oh, God.
On the bottom. And I would bet as soon as you open it, you'll be able to smell them. They're very pungent.
The cabinet's to the left of the microwave, directly above the cabinet you're talking about.
There's a lot of candy in here. What the fuck?
Yeah, people give me candy for various occasions. I don't eat it, so I stockpile it in there.
Yeah, the cabinet...
Feel free to help yourself to candy if you want.
Usually contains, like, pantry food, canned goods, and some of our bizarre foods. The cabinet below is usually, like, old shit and stuff you don't want.
Candy.
You remember, like, 4 weeks ago, I came and ate a Cadbury cream egg?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, this is awesome, until I've been in it and realized that it was from last Easter, and that thing tasted like total ass.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
So I would think from last Easter, that's not that bad.
The cream inside was, like, totally solid. It was
those Milky Ways AJ's about to open up, I think, are from Halloween this year.
Oh, wow.
That's only a couple months.
Bacon strip and a Reese's.
Yeah.
I
feel things that are sealed
it.
Like this last for a pretty long time.
Yeah, I know. This will survive a nuclear war.
Yeah.
This will probably be here when we're all dead.
And that reminds me, when you guys piss, do you piss through the slit in your boxers? Oh. Like you slide your dick out? Or do you just go over?
I know, I go under the leg.
You what?
Under the leg.
Like you lift up the leg of the boxers?
I just pull it through the leg when I used to wear boxers first. But since I wear boxer briefs, I go through the fly.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, under the leg, I guess makes sense. I've never heard of anybody doing that.
But one thing I will say is I never, to pee, like, unbuckle my belt and my top button and unzip my pants. Like,
you
I
just
never
zip and go
that.
Through?
Yeah.
I always do that.
I always do that.
I don't know. I never...
The problem is the maneuver that you do where you, like, pop your dick back in and zip up, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of times that can shake, like, a little drop pee on my finger or something, and I'm like... You know what? I don't wash my hands after piss 100% of the time. But if that happens, I have to.
Right.
That was delicious.
That smelled delicious.
It's terrible, right? You ate it really quick, though. Did you chew it up?
Yeah. Would you, like, savor that? Come on, man.
No, but it still takes me a while to eat. I don't know why.
Well, I did chew it during that whole conversation. I bet our audience could probably tell.
What
the fuck happened to this Reese's?
Yeah, like I said, all the candy in there is old as shit. Like,
yeah, that may be older.
It's really obscure.
You might not want to eat that.
Dude, I'd do it.
That might be from, I don't know where the fuck.
This will be.
You're right. That thing can survive a nuclear war. How bad could it be?
That's a good bizarre food. Eat a Reese's. It could be 3 years old.
Eat Halloween candy from 2006.
There's no way it could be older than 3 years.
Well, if I could get the paper off, I'd definitely eat it.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about Scharfenberg?
I don't like that he's starting to crack wise, man. He's starting to be a smart ass and it's pissing me off.
And he doesn't take any of our criticism to heart.
Yeah, and the whole...
He doesn't realize that sometimes I am serious when I'm bitching about stuff.
Yeah, and he has this... I don't know, I guess in his head he's like, oh yeah, man, I'm just fucking with you. It's like, no, that doesn't work.
There was some element of professionalism here, and whether he realizes or not, we're giving you an opportunity. What extracurricular activity does Scharfenberg have going on that's cooler than this?
Work.
I mean, you could be part of something way better.
I know. I don't know, man.
You done with that?
Yeah, something's wrong with it.
So what else is in there?
May not survive a nuclear war after all. I don't know, man. Scharfenberg... I want to give him a couple more weeks, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's time to pull the plug.
On my list of stuff that I want to talk about each week, usually I cross it out once we're done. I'm going to leave this one on here because this is an ongoing thing.
You make a solid point. If we move the show to Thursdays, we said, all right, every Thursday, that's the show, guaranteed.
He's gone no matter what.
Yeah, and that's more convenient for our listeners.
True. But you know what? I hate to sound like an asshole. If that's what we do, I don't want him to think that he got kicked off the show because of a scheduling conflict. I want him to know that he was a dick. And he pissed us off. And
yeah, I agree.
Lack of faith threw everything off.
Yeah. We found his lack of faith
disturbing. I hate not being able to see myself.
Oh, yeah.
I hate not being able to look over and see myself.
All right, hold on.
AJ, you know I got to check in every week, man. What do you got for us? What's up? What's new on the dating scene?
He's working on the Milky Way.
Yeah, true.
Is the Milky Way at least good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because that is from last Halloween. I remember I had some Milky Way and some Kit Kats that were still
nice. New. Okay, that was still pretty solid. Anyways, I don't really want to talk about it because I don't want to jinx it, but might have some fresh hope on that front.
Nice.
All right. I'll
follow up to you next week.
Man, what'd you do? You guys both got shit going on that you don't want
to
talk about.
Did you do your usual thing where you didn't have to spend money on a date type thing?
I did on this one, actually, but that was because I was a dickhole about it. I changed the day and the time because I didn't feel like it on Friday. And I felt like I kind of owed it.
That's kind of weird, yeah. I don't think I would ever do that.
You know, I think it might have actually scored me points. I think girls maybe don't like it when you're like too friendly.
You don't want to be too forward, like too eager.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why. Anyways, we'll talk about it next week.
All right.
Nice.
I have a question. Whenever you, in any of these times that you've gone on these engagements with women via Plenty of Fish, have you ever once mentioned that you do a show? That you're on the show?
Several of them.
You don't say what it is, though, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell them the title.
But you know they're not actually going to go listen.
Exactly. So I feel pretty safe.
Yeah. No, I would feel the same way. Man, I've been really behind. I used to, during this time, Oscar season, would go see all the nominees. I don't think I've seen a single Oscar Best Picture nominee this year.
I don't even know what's fucking nominated.
Well, there's like 12 of them. Well, it's 9, but still, it seems like a ton.
Yeah, they upped it from 5 to 10 a couple years ago.
I'm trying to name them up. You got Wolf of Wall Street, August Osage County, Gravity, American Hustle,
12 Years a Slave.
We got 5 already.
I actually want to see all those movies.
Yeah, right. Like you do relatively.
I do too.
See all of them.
I really want to see Gravity, I want to see Gravity. Oh, and Dallas Buyers.
Her is probably in there.
Her. We got 7 of them. I really want to see Dallas Buyers and Her, but they don't have any of the good ones at the Cinemark by my place.
Her was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah. I don't know for sure. It wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. It's nominated.
It's directed by Spike Lee. That dude hasn't directed a good movie in like.
No, it's directed
years.
By Spike Jones.
Oh, Spike Jones.
Yeah,
the guy who worked on the Jackass movies. Yeah. Okay. He's made some good stuff, though.
Yeah,
so we got 7 of
are?
Them. I don't remember what the others are.
I don't know.
We're close enough.
There's too many. I liked when it was 5. It was simple.
Yeah, it was.
Like, you could rather, there was a possibility of you watching them all on a Saturday. I mean,
but, like, nobody would have nominated The Dark Knight Returns if The Dark Knight, if there had only been 5 films. So, like, comic book movie, no, we need that space for a prestige film.
Was Dark Knight Rises nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah, it was.
Was it really?
I believe Nolan was nominated for Best Director as well.
I believe
that. Which is funny that last year Argo won Best Picture, but Ben Affleck was not nominated for Best Director.
That movie was... This wasn't that good.
It was kind of a popcorn flick.
It was absolutely a popcorn
I don't really get why that was Best Picture material.
I don't know.
But the Cinemark and the one of Israel, they split them up, Cinemarks around here, where some Best Picture noms are at one theater and some are at the other. It's not like Grapevine Mills 30 where they have every fucking Best Picture nominee.
That movie theater is awesome.
That theater is really cool.
Yeah.
But the one in Louisville has all the ones I wanted to see. They have Gravity and Dallas Buyers. The one here has shit that... Nebraska, that's another one that was nominated for Best Picture. Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Really,
so we got eight of them. We're missing one.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I actually have no idea.
I remember seeing it, like I checked the movie theaters a couple weeks ago. I think I saw it on there.
I do know that Nebraska is the name of the worst Dexter episode ever aired.
Oh, also a killer Bruce Springsteen album.
No, there is no such thing as a killer Bruce Springsteen album.
I thought he was okay.
God, I hate
he was born in the USA.
Yeah, he's great. I hope he dies in his sleep.
Ouch.
Could
be worse.
Silvio Dante played in his band.
Silvio Dante? Still does.
Oh, really?
Well, they have another guy who switches out when he's filming Lilyhammer. But yeah, Steven Van Zandt is in the E Street band.
So you're telling me Lilyhammer is actually still in production?
Yep.
Jesus.
It's funny, the article that I have...
I watched like three episodes and I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
The article I have that I wanted to talk about is this Wall Street Journal chick.
Oh, yeah? What's that paper?
The Wall Street Journal.
Oh, you said it's this Wall Street Journal chick. I figured that's the subject of the article.
Oh, no.
It's this Wall Street Journal. It's Wall Street Journal.
I have no fucking idea.
But she gave what she thought last year were the best new TV shows.
Yeah.
And she put Lilyhammer on there, and I was shocked. But the other one she put, I agreed with for the most part. The Americans was cool. I only caught a couple episodes, but I'm not going to pretend to be an expert, but what I saw, I enjoyed it.
That was on FX, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She said Ray Donovan was on there, which I've been meaning to watch because I need a new show, man. Showtime. Everything's coming to an end. Boardwalk only has one more season. Sons only has one more season. Breaking Bad is done. Dexter is done.
I don't even like it that much, but
True Blood even only has one more season.
I was going to say watch House of Cards, but you could watch all of those in a weekend. So
no, all the episodes are like 40 minutes. I mean, it takes a little while.
How many do they have in the first season?
14. Like 13.
And the next season comes out tomorrow, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
13 in each season.
I don't know if she mentioned it. Oh, she put The Blacklist in here, and that's cheesy as fuck.
The Blacklist. James Spader?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
James Spader is something cheesy? No fucking way.
She didn't mention it here, and I'm surprised, because Orange is the New Black was absolutely the flavor of the month for this season's newest shows, I think. I watched every episode.
No, yeah, Lilyhammer was in there. I was going to say, she may not be taking Netflix shows into account, but...
No, Lilyhammer and House of Cards are in there.
I know a lot of people that liked Orange is the New Black. It was a cool show. Andrew, not so much.
Actually, I don't know. I've never watched it. Gotcha. I just never had any interest.
No, I'll definitely watch the second season.
Yeah.
It was one that was forced on me by a lady friend, though.
Yeah,
but I watched with a girl. I never would have sought it out on my own.
Yeah, no, I convinced Christine to watch it because, yeah, she didn't want to watch it. I was like, no, it's by the chick who did Weeds. It'll be good. And
it's
she was
a
like,
bit of a chick
really?
Show.
I was like, yeah, it's kind of a chick show. I think you'll like it. Yeah, yeah she did. And I dug it. I'll watch it.
It's a little, it's like a cheekier version, a lighter version of Oz.
Except
involving
Oz.
Chicks. Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Oz is way, way, way more brutal. But Oz was about a maximum security, like men's prison, where Orange is the New Black is minimum security female prison. So obviously it's going to be different. But there's still some good dark aspects to it that I enjoy.
So there's not a lot of scenes of the chicks raping each other?
No, not a lot of rape.
Not a lot of chicks getting shanked in the showers with a free jazz soundtrack?
There is a, for anyone who hasn't watched it, sorry, it does end with a... a shank fight between two girls that you don't know the outcome of. Oh, wait, no, I think you do. You pretty much to assume Chapman beats the shit out of that girl, I guess. But that was kind of cool. There's good interaction between the prisoners and the guards. Lots of corruption shit going on. I like that. I'll definitely tune in for the second season.
A little bit of banging. It's kind of nice.
Definitely a lot of lesbian banging.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Which is weird.
There's also some straight banging because some of the male guards fucked the prisoners.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would agree. I really want to watch. No, did you guys watch Ray Donovan?
No, I think it's interesting. I haven't seen it.
No, me either. I need new shows.
I've been meaning to check out that show, True Detective, because you guys talked about it. And I said it was gay, but then I actually looked into it. It was like, holy shit, I'm an idiot. That looks really cool.
I worry sometimes that I'm going to end up one of those people who's just a man of his times who ended up obsessed with a handful of series, and that's all I ever watch.
What, like Breaking Bad?
I just finished watching The Shield. Oh, I'm almost done watching The Shield all the way through.
There's nothing wrong with that. Those are great shows.
I've watched Sopranos like six times. Yeah. Breaking Bad.
This kid can quote a chapter and verse. You still haven't watched Spartacus, have you?
No.
You should check it out.
I heard the Spartacus was cool.
It's the most violent show ever put on TV, period.
Was The Tudors on Stars?
That's cool.
Yeah, that show is ass. You don't want to watch that.
It wasn't good? John DeRice Myers is pretty cool.
It was fucking garbage. Mm. Terrible.
Yeah, no, I've heard good things about Spartacus. I heard that show was cool.
Spartacus was a show where each season had a different subtitle, right?
Yeah.
All right. Really? Yeah, I actually remember hearing a lot about that, but I guess it didn't it didn't continue. Maybe people were way too into Game of Thrones. Four seasons,
and their star died between the first and the second one, so I mean, they did the best they could. Huge.
What do you mean each show had a different subtitle? Each season.
I remember one season was called, like, Spartacus Blood and Sand.
Gods of the Arena. They didn't do, two songs.
It's like Spartacus colon and then Gods of the Arena. Right. Oh, I thought those were, like, different. I don't know what I thought those were. I guess I thought they were like spin-offs of the same show.
The second season takes place largely outside of the chronology, but then those characters come back in the third season.
It's kind of cool. It sucks the main guy died.
There's a picture of it here, but I can't remember the show. What's the new show with Dylan McDermott? I see him on here, but I don't know what show it is.
I think it's called Crappy Hostages. Show that'll be canceled soon.
Yeah, he's pretty much a Chris Denny TV show. Awesome. It's kind of like Andre Brower. Anything he ends up on is like not
going
to last. But
that show with Andy Samberg is still on.
That's true.
So good for Andre Brower.
Detroit 99, or Brooklyn 99 won the Emmy for Best New Comedy Series.
Have you guys watched it?
No. Fuck that.
I haven't either.
I'm not going to watch it.
I know one person that saw it, and they're like, oh, it's really funny. I'm like, that's great. I'm never going to watch that.
I hate network shows, and that one just reeks like network show I would think is douchey as fuck. It really does. I will say, though, we only have a couple more minutes. Yeah, I may wait to talk about that. Oh, yeah, I got a fucking ticket. Not that that has anything to do with it, but you noticed it sitting over there. I wasn't going to mention it until you brought it up, so I put it on my list.
You didn't have to mention it.
What happened?
I saw it.
Fucking
was on
red
the,
light
it,
ticket in the
it
mail.
It was on your counter, and it was
flipped
over.
Oh, dude, I got one of those four. It's ash, isn't it?
At first, I was thinking, like, dude, I'm going to contest this big time, especially since I just lost $800 fixing my car, which is basically all the graduation cash I got. And so as soon as I get this thing in the mail, I was thinking, I'm gonna fight this. There's no way I run a red light. I'm an extremely cautious driver. And I read the details of the ticket. I did not come to a complete stop on a right on red.
That's what they got me for.
And I'm like, no way, dude. No way. And then I went and watched the video online because they give you a link where you can go and look at it and a citation number. And I realized for that particular offense, they got me.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do.
I mean, you do a California stop and they're like, give us $150.
Which I don't really do at a stop sign, but on a right on red, it's different for some. Like, you look and nobody's coming, so you go.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you look at the stuff at the bottom of the ticket, but it says, if you pay this within 2 weeks, then we won't forward any information to your insurance company or, you know, your employer or anything like that. So, for me at least, I couldn't contest mine. Like, I need to just get it off my record as quickly as possible.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, too. So I'll mail it probably tomorrow. You motherfuckers.
That's funny. That actually happened to me, too, in Denton.
And also right on red?
2 years ago. Exactly. That was such a bullshit thing to get a ticket for. Dude.
It really, really is, man. That is straight up the city fisting you.
Yep. That's fucking ass.
On the plus side, though, you can buy electricity from the city, and it's dirt cheap here in Denton.
Really?
Yeah. My electricity bill was never more than like $60 a month, and now it's 100 something every single month.
Mine gets pretty expensive in the mid, like, peak of summer and peak of winter. It gets to like $90 each year. Any other time, there's a lot of days during the spring and the fall where I can have the system completely off.
Yeah.
For days.
I forgot that you have to pay utilities here.
Yeah.
You like that?
Paying utilities? No, I don't utilities. Like that. It sucks.
I don't know. Like, would you rather have it all in one bill or do you like having separate?
Fuck yes, I'd rather have it all in one bill.
Yeah?
I gotta like coordinate three different online payments now.
True, and I have to send out multiple checks, and checks are fucking expensive. I just ran out, now I gotta order new checks, and that's like $30 every time. Yeah. Plus, it's a check and a stamp every time I have to mail a fucking thing. Now, utilities, I would just pay it online, but they charge you to pay online.
That's bullshit. Really?
Yeah,
what utilities company do you use?
Denton Municipal Utilities. I don't know if they still do it, but when I first moved in here and I tried to set it up, they said there's a credit fee of $2.50 to use a Visa, MasterCard, or whatever. And
oh, yeah.
So I was
it's
like,
got that on there, but
dude.
Like, what are you paying for the stamps and the envelopes? You're probably paying just as much.
Yeah, I agree. $2.50 is not bad.
$2 a stamp and an envelope do not cost $2.50.
Yeah, but you're doing it every month, and then you already said you had
but
to order
it, it
more
does
checks,
that every month. So every time it bills me, it takes that out, $2.50.
Hmm.
But are you buying – do you have to pay for water here as well?
Yeah.
And you can't pay the water and electricity bill on the same tab?
Okay, I pay the water and the rent on the same tab.
And electricity
is separate. They do the water in-house. Yeah, and electricity is sick. And charter, internet and cable is separate.
That sucks, dude.
But I used to pay that online, except every 6 months or so, they try to bone me. They send me a bill that says something has expired and we have to increase or whatever, and then I have to call and go through a whole fucking rigmarole with them. And every time I get them to reduce it back to what it was, but whenever they do that for some reason, my login online gets fucked up. And I have to call into Charter and spend a half hour on the phone getting them to reset it. So I just said, fuck it, I'm going to send a check every month because I'm sick of doing this.
Yeah.
Eventually, I argued with this lady the last time until she said, we'll give you a $49.99 flat rate for your internet that will not expire, will not change, guaranteed. And so now I just know every month I just write a check, $49.99, and send it to them.
That's cool.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. You won.
I don't know. The last two places I lived in, I had all the bills in one go, but I always felt like I was getting fucked. I don't know.
I feel like I would feel that too. I want to see it itemized.
Exactly. I want to see an itemized list. I don't like it when somebody just posts a thing on my door that says, here's a number.
I don't you either. I like this. A thorough like, examination.
Exactly.
I found out that water I share with this entire fucking thing.
That's fucking bullshit. The entire top every floor. Apartment does that same thing.
My last place.
I realized that's what caused the fluctuation in bills. Like sometimes it would be like $7, then it'd be like 14. They're like, well, it depends if you have a vacant apartment on the third floor or fourth, or if somebody lives there.
It's bullshit.
I guess it's fourth floor. I live on the fourth floor, don't I?
Like I hardly ever shower at home. I'm usually at the gym.
It's weird. Why does my apartment numbers? Oh, because it's building four. Gotcha. Okay. Wait, what are you saying?
Nah, never mind. It wasn't that interesting.
Were you trying to make a joke?
Shower at the gym?
No, I mean, it was a simple fact. I don't shower at home that often. Usually it's in the morning after I'm at the gym. And I figured, okay, I won't have to pay that much in water. But since I've got to split it with the other eight people living in my apartment complex.
Yeah, that's where you get fucked. And there's totally nothing you can do about that. Yeah. I will say I flush my toilet a fuck ton. That may play in.
Is it still,
me living here, I live in the only one-bedroom apartment on the third floor. Like, how is it fair that I have to share water with all these people who have multiple people
living
there?
Is it the third floor or is it the whole building you're in?
I think it's just the floor.
My place was the whole building we were in. And they it was a big fucking building.
Maybe it is the whole building. I just don't know.
Obscurely huge.
Shit, I gotta call it. We're already 31. Word. We're gonna go ahead and take a break. We have tons of stuff to get to. In the next half hour, we'll be right back with you guys on the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Status Bro Show. Our very short break is over. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with my co-host...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
The other guy...
Andrew Odgren.
Did you make a reference at the beginning of the show to Miracle-Gro? Is that
what it was? Yeah, that was I'm glad you caught that. Thank
I totally, you kind of laughed. I totally didn't get it.
No, I got
like,
it.
What is that? Now it makes sense.
Miracle-Gro.
That was funny. I like that.
Did you guys hear that there's going to be a running of the Bulls in Dallas?
I heard about that.
Really?
Yeah.
That, man, that seems like the city is just throwing itself wide open for all sorts of problems.
That sounds like an awful idea.
None of you got the thought, like, maybe I'll do it.
I think the three of us should do it.
Yeah. I would do it. I bet
we should all wear shirts with the show's thing on.
Maybe red shirts, skydiving instead. Oh, it's a cheaper way to toy with death.
Except go. I bet if they do the running of the Bulls in Dallas, they're Bulls with the horns, or the whatever you call them.
What?
I'm pretty sure like a 6-foot-long animal is more than capable of killing you without.
Yeah, but you won't be gored. Is what I'm saying. It'll be like on Jackass where the ends are cut off. Nobody was ever an actual Jeopardy.
No,
being
I won't do
gored.
That. You guys could do it, dude. I'm too fat. I'm too slow. Too big of a target.
Dude, I feel like I'm pretty slow these days. I don't know.
It's like if Corey went out there and did it. Like, it's a terrible fucking idea.
I don't know. I think your odds of being safe are pretty good.
Yeah, you know what? Know, if you man. Do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, see, you two could do it.
Well, I would look into it. Let's have our producer, Ryan, look into that, man. Can you do that for us? Oh.
No,
not here. Fell for it. Not like you'd fucking do it anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure, Kevin.
He would go, ha ha. And then he would sit there. That's
true. That sounds about right.
Fuck you, Ryan. I'm just kidding.
Not feeling the love, guys.
We miss you, little buddy.
I was saying, though, I haven't seen any of the Oscar-nominated movies. I saw Ride Along, which I mentioned last week. It was terrible. I saw RoboCop today, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I liked it.
It was good?
Yeah, but I'm not going to recommend it to Andrew because I know he'll think it's gay.
Yeah?
I just know he will.
It's PG-13, like the most brutal action movie of the 80s, and they make it PG-13.
It would have definitely benefited from some R-rated content. I'll say that.
Now, is it similar to the original RoboCop where even after it's become very apparent guns are not going to hurt this guy, all the bad guys continue to shoot at him?
Actually, not really. Because his first confrontation with a big group of people, they all have... .50 caliber ammunition ready to level the RoboCop, but he still kicks ass, of course. Because that's what you want to see. You want to see. There are things I really liked about it, though. It felt way more believable. It was way more serious. It's way more serious, but much less dark. Because the original RoboCop had that ultra-violent yet dark comedy thing to it.
It was campy.
Yeah, it does not have that at all.
So they don't have the social commentary and the commercials and the stuff like that?
No, they still have that.
Okay, well, that's good then.
But
social commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original, actually, like, a lot of that stuff turned out to be eerily prescient after the fact.
Really?
No, they still do that where you have break-ins. They do these various break-ins with news reports, and Samuel Jackson is, like, the anchor who hosts. But they do the same kind of thing with that.
Okay, that's kind of cool. I was glad to see Michael Keaton is still getting work. I didn't know he was still alive.
They made the, I really like seeing Michael Keaton again. He's not enough movies, and I think he's really cool. He actually still looks pretty good, too.
He was in The Other Guys.
Yeah, and that's a cool movie.
Shit, was he in The Other Guys?
He was. Yeah, he's the captain who works at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Damn it.
Yeah,
that was surprisingly solid.
I really liked
it. It was on TV the other day, and I watched it again.
I saw a trailer for 22 Jump Street, by the way.
I saw that as well.
It looked kind of funny.
I never saw it.
I didn't think... Oh, dude, you haven't seen 21 Jump Street?
No. I really like 21 Jump Street.
Classic.
If they made 22 Jump Street PG-13, I would not go see it.
Yeah. It's so split, dude. Like, I know some people... Who said that movie was ass and
those
so
people
stupid.
Are wrong.
And other people, yeah, like you guys are like, that was the funniest fucking thing ever. I'm like, fuck, son, that's what
I don't know if it's the funniest fucking thing ever, but I still would not, I would say it sucked by any means.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I'd say that's actually the movie I saw where I was like, hey, you know, Channing Tatum, there's actually something to this guy.
Nice.
So
I should definitely
same way
check
I think
out,
if you're, whether you're a fan of the old RoboCop from when you were a kid and you loved RoboCop, or if you're in modern times, you think that's a cool concept, you'll enjoy it. It's a good popcorn flick. They make the RoboCop much more formidable, which I appreciated. He can actually run and jump really high. Things that the original RoboCop, it was stupid. He couldn't go more than like 2.5 miles per hour at any time.
He was really slow.
And drove a car. I think that the motorcycle makes more sense for RoboCop. I like that.
That's cool.
I don't like the color being black, though. I like the classic silver RoboCop.
Gunmetal gray, I believe it's called.
Gunmetal gray.
I don't think it is. Maybe it is gunmetal gray.
That sounds right.
At the end of the movie, when he, of course, he sustained serious damage in the finale of the film, of course. And at the end, he's the classic gunmetal gray, and I like that.
So what's his weakness? 50 caliber bullets?
Yeah, 50 caliber bullets and anywhere in the head region, I always think, is a big weakness for RoboCop.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of cool. Good special effects. At first, when they bring him back to life, they don't make him totally subservient and... In the original RoboCop, they breed him to not in any way be human at all.
No, he's a machine.
Which is different. They know he's still a human. And it's not like where the Omnicorp in the original RoboCop, I believe, has the complete rights to his life because he was technically killed in the line of duty.
Yeah.
It's not like that. He was critically injured in the line of duty and his wife signs him over to whatever to be turned into RoboCop. They do eventually make him the subservient RoboCop, which he overcomes the same as the original. But yeah, you have a RoboCop with a little bit more heart. But in one scene, they take him apart because he doesn't realize exactly what's happened to him. Mm. He's saying, like, let me out of this suit. I don't get it. And they take him apart piece by piece. And you see that the only thing left of him is, like, his lungs, heart, and face, and his hand. And
that's
it
really
looks
intense.
Really cool just seeing, like, those parts together. Like, that was cool.
That's really cool.
Now they got to do the sequel with the crazy kid and the cult leader.
See, I used to argue with Andrew that the second RoboCop was horrible.
I fucking
but
loved
if you,
that movie.
I feel like that now, rewatching it not that long ago, the second RoboCop is kind of like the second Kick-Ass, where if you like the first one, they're just giving you more of what you liked.
I know. It was. I understand why some people didn't like it, because it's so
it's preposterous.
Dark. It's so violent.
There's so much violence and so much darkness, but it's so preposterous. There's this drug on the streets that you rub in like lotion and everybody loves like it.
Yeah.
There's a kid who's a crime boss. I mean, there's some ridiculous shit in it, but
I don't think I ever saw
it. The movie's called fucking RoboCop. You have to expect some ridiculous stuff.
I saw the first one. I think I saw about half the third one.
The third one I liked when I was a kid. It's PG-13, but it's really bad.
They didn't even have Peter Weller in it, right?
No,
and
it's a different
guy. That fucking B-movie actor from The Sopranos.
Yep. Yeah.
Peter Weller.
Not that Peter Weller is a big star himself, but...
Yeah, what has he done?
RoboCop? Actually, Peter Weller's made a bit of a comeback. He's popped up on various TV shows. He was on Dexter. He played Carol Marcus's father in the new Star Trek.
Oh, shit, yeah. Wasn't he the...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. I do recall that.
I did love the darkness of the origin that surrounded the first RoboCop. Where they're trying to bust these, I don't think they're arms dealers, and Kurtwood Smith is like the leader, who actually works for Omnicorp, but you don't know.
Yeah.
And they torture and shoot the shit out of him until he dies. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
It's much, much tamer in the new one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't it like an explosion?
Yeah, his car is like rigged to blow when he opens the door and he gets blown up.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Sucks.
The aspect surrounding the origin of RoboCop in the original was very cool, and I wish they would have redone it that way. But it was very dark. Even by today's standards, I think watching that scene is pretty dark when they...
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of those 80s scenes that it really would not have been in any way improved by modern special effects. Like,
no.
The makeup and everything made it a lot grittier than it otherwise could have been.
But in the original RoboCop, they used tons of stop-motion effects. The best example I can think of stop-motion is like the walkers in Star Wars. Yeah. That was how the drones worked in the original RoboCop. And if they did it different in the new one, I didn't really notice. I didn't notice a lot of CG. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Like photorealistic CG?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget that scene in RoboCop with the... I don't even remember what's going on. Last time I watched it was when I was a kid. But yeah, the dude in the office building, and like they're in that meeting, and yeah, the walker comes out.
The drone accidentally blows away the business guy? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck am I watching? I'll never forget that.
Nothing like that happens in the new one.
That and the guy... Like, it's melted by acid at the end of the first one.
Oh, and then the car hits him and he, like, breaks
apart. Yeah,
and
he, like, explodes.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. That too. Yeah, those two scenes are what I'd, like, distinctly
remember. Is it Kurtwood Smith who's the one who...
Yeah, that's his big death scene.
Kurtwood Smith's character is different, but basically replaced by the Jackie Earl Haley in the new one. Except he's not a underworld crime lord. He's just a super soldier who is trained to work with the... robot drones.
Yeah, this one had some big people in it, right? Samuel Jackson, Gary Oldman.
Jackie Earl Haley from the Watchmen and the Friday
Bad News Bears.
Or on the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. Michael Keaton, he's a pretty big star. You don't really get him for a lot of movies.
And who played RoboCop?
I can't remember the guy's name.
Joel
Kinnaman.
You told me before and I looked it up. I was like, who the fuck
is that?
Is
really
that?
What his name is?
That's his name.
Well, I remembered his name, so yeah.
Joel Kinnaman.
I can almost think of the guy who played RoboCop in the third movie.
So Robert Burke, I believe is his name.
But I know him from something else.
Yeah, he was on The Sopranos for like 2 minutes.
Who was he on The Sopranos? Oh, yeah, he's an FBI agent.
And he's always like somebody who I see him in movies. I'm like, okay, I recognize that guy, but he's in the movie for like 2 minutes.
But the way they make him look in RoboCop 3, he's almost interchangeable with... Peter Weller.
Yeah, I don't think that performance was really a big acting triumph for Peter Weller.
No, you don't really have to do anything to be RoboCop.
Yeah, to be RoboCop? No, not at all.
CCH Pounder was definitely in RoboCop 3 also.
Was she?
Yeah, she's like the resistance leader.
Oh, man. It's been like 10 years at least since I've seen that movie.
Oh, no, I know this guy from Rescue Me who plays Tommy's brother, the priest, Mickey.
Oh, really?
That's the guy who played RoboCop in RoboCop
3. I can see that, yeah. He sounds pretty interchangeable now that I think about it.
He looks pretty similar to him. But they made the RoboCop look pretty similar.
Yeah.
They made a few additions, like the divisor goes up and down. I think that's cool.
You're talking about the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked a lot about movies this podcast.
What's wrong with that?
A long time ago, everybody likes
RoboCop when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I bet if you were a kid and you watched the new RoboCop, you'd think it was fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
It's a pretty short movie, though. They condense it down. There's not too much action, but...
I like movies that are, like, you know, 80 to 90 minutes. As long as they say everything that they need to say in that time. I'd much rather have that than, like, 2.5 hours of bullshit just to pad the story and make it an epic.
Speaking of Kick-Ass, though, did you ever see Kick-Ass 1 or 2?
I saw the first one.
I liked the second one. It got complete shit reviews, and I just don't understand what people were hoping to get out of that movie.
I don't know.
If you're going to make a sequel to Kick-Ass, it had everything I hoped it would have in it.
Maybe it got bad reviews because Jim Carrey said it sucked.
But Jim Carrey was awesome in it. Yeah. Hands down, the best thing about that
movie.
He
totally hated it, dude. He liked it when he did it. Just something
just
happened.
Later he said he doesn't promote the ultra-violence.
The fucking school shooting at Sandy Hook.
I think you're right.
He was feeling like, man, maybe I contributed to this, which was complete horseshit.
No,
I mean,
just because he played a character where he allowed a German Shepherd to chew on a criminal's balls. I thought that scene was cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I don't get why actors do that. They go back and say that a movie sucks and like de-promote it.
I can't believe he didn't have
some kind of clause in his contract. Like you don't necessarily have to say anything, but if you
try
and torpedo the movie, then yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
you don't talk. Yeah, don't say anything. But yeah, he went out of his way to be like,
the movie's biggest
celebrity
makes a point of saying, I don't promote this film. That's devastating to its reputation.
The studio really should have tried to file something, you know, at least recoup some of that money he cost
him. I agree. Like, that sucks.
I do kind of hope, though, that... Oh, Ustream's down. We just got to post.
Son of a bitch.
I do hope they make a sequel to RoboCop, though. I hope they don't let it die.
I think there's a good chance.
You think they'll keep it going?
Yeah, probably.
I'm pretty sure.
I think there's enough of an audience for remakes and 80s nostalgia.
I think they'll make two or three spinoffs. Or one spinoff. Definitely a sequel.
See, I've seen a lot of movies at Cinemark 14. When I go in the middle of the week, there's usually no one in the theater. I'm the only one there. RoboCop was pretty full. I bet it'll be number one at the box office, I would venture to guess.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I wonder if, like, you said schools were closed this week, right, Zach?
No, they were closed Tuesday for ICE.
Oh, weird. I wonder what people had Wednesday off for.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird when a movie releases on a Wednesday.
Indeed. Well, did you have a tie? I had something, actually, I kind of wanted to bring up.
Sure.
All right, so Lex and Terry, you know, everybody on the show, big fan of them.
Yeah.
And this show will probably end when we run out of Lex and Terry ideas to steal.
We haven't stolen many ideas.
I know. It was a joke, Kevin.
All right.
You should probably steal more.
Okay. Well, here's an idea we might want to steal from them. They do a thing every week called the Weekly Whack, where they volunteer some female, you know, listener to send in spicy photos of herself, and they put them up on their Facebook page for people to watch. Watchful. Vote on, you know, say, hey, this is cool. This week, some guy, you know, as always happens, something like this, was like, hey, that chick is butt ugly. You know, I would never hang out with that girl. And it was, the guy did look like a douchebag. Mohawk and Affliction shirt in his profile picture. But Lex and Terry took his picture, posted it up on their Facebook page with a link to his profile and said, this is the guy who said that girl was ugly. And like, you know, of course, because it's their page, everybody gets on. It's like, oh, this guy's a fag and stuff like that.
See, that's kind of brutal. The girl at least, yeah, like willingly subjected herself to criticism. Whereas this guy kind of... I don't see why that's fair.
I know. Like, if you're the host, if you're gonna put your nuts out there, you got to anticipate somebody's gonna try and kick him.
I agree.
You can't like hate your audience.
It's not like they said we'll put out send us pictures if you think you're a hot guy, and he sent in his picture. I mean, he was just participating in the show by being critical. I don't think that's really fair.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. He can't be the first guy that ever said that chick's not that hot.
I don't care what the guy looks like who's judging the girl. You're just looking for an honest opinion.
They just scapegoated that guy. Like, that sucks.
No, they kind of burned that guy.
Yeah, I think that, and more than anything, it was an easy target. Like, if it had been like some handsome guy in a Brooks Brothers suit or something, I don't think they could have put up that picture because, you know, it would have been very normal looking. Just because the guy happened to look like a tool, they decided to...
From what I hear from you, though, that show's gone way downhill anyway.
Yeah, it's
bad. I didn't even know you still listen.
Every once in a while, but it's a downhill slide, and apparently they're in financial trouble now. Like, nobody really carries them anymore. They're trying to do it all themselves. They got to sell the podcast.
They don't really have either an intelligent camaraderie between the two, which I always find astounding. People call and message them about advice, but I don't understand why you would think that these would be the guys you would want advice on your love life from or something.
No.
First of all, Lex, and I like the show. But Lex never seemed particularly intelligent or insightful to me. And Terry is kind of a motor mouth, but I don't know that he either has... Yeah, both of these guys are married. I don't know.
Yeah, and Terry himself, I believe, said he didn't lose his virginity until he was 23. He hasn't been with that many women and stuff like that, which is fine. I mean, I don't judge the guy, but you can't really say, well, I'm enough of an expert to give people advice on this in that situation. But I would much rather they talk about that than talk about politics because they sound... absolutely fucking retarded every single time they do.
Every time.
What do you think?
Even the people I respect the most, like, I don't even want to hear Howard Stern talk politics. Every time he does, I fast forward. I just don't want to hear it. That's not...
Yeah.
I want to listen to 1080 and things like that where I hear stories about it. I don't want to hear anyone weigh in on it. I don't know. I just don't like to listen to people talk about politics because no one is unbiased in it.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody has an opinion.
Everybody's got an agenda.
That makes sense. I have not listened to Lex and Terry much at all, really. But from what it sounds like, do you think a lot of the call-ins could just be bits or characters?
No.
No,
the call-ins are unquestionably they're authentic.
Mm-hmm.
But,
huh.
I mean,
yeah, you're right. Who the fuck would call them?
And it's weird. They're not like the Stern Show where you have regular callers, but you know ahead of time if they're goofy. Howard always gives an honest opinion of whether he thinks the guy's a douche or whatever, but still, they'll have regular callers.
Yeah.
Lex and Terry never really had anyone who was a regular caller, like people that you would recognize
like
when you
access,
brought them on. They never had a moniker or a nickname or anything. It was just always completely random calls. It always struck me the most when it was women.
They actually did have one regular caller, Vicky, I think, who every time she called in, it was like right after the show started, she was shit-faced, hammered. I guess they established at some point that she was a middle-aged woman living in Florida who was unemployed. And I mean, it wasn't even a good bit, though, because obviously listening to a drunk person talk, they never say anything intelligent.
Right.
Just like slurred words. Yeah. And it really wasn't a good bit.
One good bit they did have, though, that the station that they worked for at the time, I'm not sure which one it was. I don't remember who they were on back in the day. But they would do Drunk Bitch Friday.
That was pretty
good. They would have like a girl come in who would just get wasted. And hearing like the transition of a girl get wasted and talking, that was funny.
That
like,
sounds funny.
They get, for every bad show they do, they got the show where Taint plays Edward Forty Hands, and it's just brilliant.
See, so. A lot of what made Lex and Terry so great was their bits. And whenever I think back to the bits that I really loved, all of them involved Taint. So it's...
Yeah. It really took the heart out of the show when he left. And D tried to step up, but D is not Taint.
Why, they did like that homeless game thing with the poo dollar and whatnot, and that kind of... That was sort of funny. But most of the bits I really loved involved Taint, like Ass Masters, Cat Calls. Those are my favorites, and Taint was really the anchor for those bits. D is good, but D and Taint worked best together.
Mm-hmm. Why did he leave?
He asked for a pay raise, and they told him, we can't afford to give you a pay raise, so he bailed.
Which I think was a huge mistake on their part. The guy probably already made no money as it is, and after years of dedicated service, asked for a raise. I think he was probably entitled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he asked for a lot.
He would go through a lot for that show.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's the kind of guy I always wanted. And Kyle could have been that guy if he would have stuck around, I feel like. Kyle's the guy who would have done anything we ever said.
I was a little disappointed when he said he was leaving.
I was too.
That sucked. I was like, damn, we finally got somebody who will do whatever the fuck we want. And he's going.
But the possibilities were endless with Kyle.
We could never have had a conversation like we've had on this show with Kyle here. Like, it would have been derailed every couple
minutes. Yeah, right. That is true.
And when he got drunk, trying to get a story out of him was awful.
Yeah. He had so many good stories. He just couldn't articulate them.
Oh, man.
Hey, we got about 10 minutes left. If you want to talk, did you watch the new Walking Dead? I know Andrew doesn't watch it anymore.
Dude, I have nothing to say about it.
You have nothing to say about it?
What do you want me to say? I didn't think it was that great.
It's the first episode. I like that it's a show that we keep up with and we talk with.
You're
for
right.
People, sorry for spoilers if you haven't seen the season part two.
I thought it was cool. This is going to sound totally unrelated, but my roommate got an Xbox One, and it wasn't compatible with our old cable box, so I had to get another one with DVR, and he recorded The Walking Dead. So I got home, and I was like, fuck, how am I going to watch this? And I was like, oh, I don't have to steal it. It's already recorded.
See, I'm about to get a new cable box also just because of my Xbox One.
Yeah.
Definitely. I want one that's compatible with HDMI. So
you might get the same one, yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that'll be fun to just tell my TV, go to AMC, and it goes to AMC.
Dude, it's weird. I walk in, and I just say Xbox on, TV turns on, sound system comes on, cable, and Xbox Watch TV, and it just pops on, watch AMC, watch Comedy Central, like whatever.
That is cool, and it doesn't interfere with any of my other technology.
Exactly.
I can plug my Apple TV right into the back of my Xbox and still use it the same way.
Yep. Anyway, The Walking Dead. Yeah, now that we've plugged Microsoft.
I like Xbox One.
How's your Xbox?
I own it, but I would say it's still hands down my most useless extremity that I own.
When you get
for the money that it probably costs, right. I don't need it by any means.
I feel like when you get the cable box, though, you use it a lot more.
I think so too.
Yeah. Anyway, The Walking Dead was all right. I didn't really like that it paid a whole lot of attention to Carl because, like you said, that kid is a terrible actor.
He's terrible.
And I get he's a child actor, and I don't want to be a dick and be like, oh, he sucks because he's young and he hasn't really learned yet. But I'm like,
I feel like
he's not that interesting.
In the business, it never works. Kids that are good at acting when they're kids, it never escalates. It never pans out.
No.
They never become – maybe you could still be successful. Say Drew Barrymore was a kid actor, ended up being pretty successful, but I wouldn't by any means call her a great actress.
No, yeah. It's – I don't know. When they cast the kid, they're like, all right, we need somebody that kind of looks like Rick's kid, and we need him to look scared. That's pretty much it. We need the characters to protect him. But he's getting to that point, especially in this episode, where he's not doing that anymore, and he's kind of starting to stand out on his own. And it's like, all right, you're not that great of an actor. You know, and it sucks. And it sucks that a character is brought down by a performance like that. But, I mean, what are you going to do?
I agree. Damn it, John Rose just messaged me. He had a Walking Dead weigh-in, and for some reason my phone's being gay. I really wanted to read what he had to say, because this is good.
No, yeah, I'm really anxious to know what he's got to say.
Me too. Okay, he said, I saw The Walking Dead and it was good, but I can help it. I think it's not as good as it used to be.
Exactly.
See, I don't know. Well, the first half of season 4, I think, is the best that they've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the first season was the best they've ever done.
Oh, my God. The first season is so douchey.
The first season. You know who was directing the first season? It's Frank Darabont. Do you know what he did? He did Shawshank Redemption, and he did The Green Mile.
Oh, and he also executively produced and created Mob City, and how gay is that shit?
Yeah, and he also executive produced the last three seasons of The Walking Dead, and it's been a steady decline.
Can you name the last Frank Darabont film that came out?
No, I can't.
Me either.
The Green Mile.
Really?
Yeah.
And how long ago was that?
The Mist, actually, which was a fucking awesome
I actually
movie.
Really liked that movie.
Yeah.
The one with Thomas Jane?
Yeah.
That's Stephen King, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty cool movie.
Look, the whole first season of The Walking Dead was Frank Darabont at the helm, and he had big plans for the show. He's gone on record saying, here's what I want to do with the second season. They went in a totally different direction because, I don't know, they just didn't feel like having him on. They were like, it's too complicated. We're going to do something
similar. The episode of Walking Dead season one that Andrew and I think is like the gayest thing ever was directed by Robert Kirkman himself, written by Robert Kirkman, the guy who wrote the comic series. Right. But that one where they're in Atlanta and they discover the mini hospital run by Hispanic gangsters was so dumb.
When the fuck does that happen?
In the first season.
I don't even remember that episode.
It's episode 3, I believe.
Yeah, this is the one that I watched and I was like, this show is not going where I want it to. I'm done.
I also think the episode at the CDC is a complete waste of time, especially for a finale. Nothing happens. We're in a building the whole time talking.
Yeah.
I think season two, it started to kind of flex its muscles. And with the halfway point of season two, when Rick has to pop Sophia and they find her zombie body in the barn, that was cool. And then the way season two ended was really cool.
Yeah, you're right.
I think four, the first part was really good. You really get a sense of impending, that nothing is ever really going to get better. They're just making the best of it.
You're right. The prison got stale. The prison got stale fast. It was just like the CDC. It's like they're just standing around talking like nothing's happening. But now that they don't have that, it's like you have to figure out what they're going to do.
They got rid of the prison the way that they should have, the way it was in the comics. But eventually the governor goes off the rails and shit really hits the fan.
I agree. I don't know, man. It's a good show. It's just... It sucks because it doesn't have that, I was telling you about it earlier, it doesn't have that thing that the comics had with this. It's like, you have a cast that all have contracts, and you know that it's like, oh, they're only contracted out to here, so they're going to be fine. And they don't say that in the show, and you don't really know, but in the back of your head, you're like, they have a main cast, whereas in the comic, it's constantly cycling. The only character that's constant is Rick and Carl.
I still think they've done the best they can with a show like that. No character is invulnerable almost on Walking Dead. They dispose of main characters all the time, and I like that.
I agree.
So many characters I thought were permanent fixtures would just die at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool, except you're right, Rick and Carl are the only two that I expect aren't going to eat it. And maybe Michonne and Daryl. They're the second.
Michonne will probably be fine. Daryl, I don't know about. It's... Rick, you know, is going to be fine because Robert Kirkman, when he started the fucking comic, he wrote at the very beginning, he was like, this is Rick's story, it's following Rick. When Rick dies, it ends. So, Rick will be fine. Like,
yeah, Rick will be fine.
And given he takes some collateral damage as the story goes on, but...
I don't want to watch The Walking Dead without Rick, though, anyway.
No, yeah, he's the main character.
He's the main character.
Yeah. So,
don't get me wrong, there are other characters I definitely thought were cooler. I thought Shane was a cool character.
Did you?
Definitely.
I got tired of Shane.
I think Michonne is an awesome character.
Michonne is a cool character.
Daryl is an awesome character.
Daryl is not in the comic, but he's a great character.
He's almost indispensable now because he's the absolute fan favorite for the TV show.
Yeah, Robert Kirkman's been trying to write him into the comic because he's such a big hit on the show. He's like, fuck, how did I not come up with this?
Yeah, see, Robert Kirkman has completely succumbed to the mass success of the television show.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be doing that. The difference is that he hasn't done it yet, and the comic is way ahead of the show. So if he wrote it in, there's no way it could be Daryl. It'd have to be a different character that just shares similar qualities.
They cut out some gruesome details from the comics too. I'm pretty sure. I read these a long time ago when the first season came out. I got into the Walking Dead comics for a bit. Doesn't Michonne cut the governor's dick and balls off?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that does not happen. And I thought that was a little disappointing. But I'm pretty sure Michonne also gets raped by the governor.
Yeah.
That does not happen either. Bummer.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's why she cuts his dick and balls off. And then the other girl, whose name I can never remember, kills the governor. The same one who kills him in the TV show.
It's one of his henchmen who kills him after he guns down Rick's wife and baby.
It's the same chick.
Wait, the governor died in the show? Fuck, I thought he was still alive. I don't remember him dying.
No, he gets impaled by Michonne, and then the same chick from the comics shoots him in the head.
That was phenomenally forgettable.
How did you not remember that, man? I thought that was awesome. The only thing I hit about it is that the governor kicked Rick's ass so brutally. Like, Rick was a cop, man. How did he get his ass kicked so bad by the fucking governor?
Dude, I know. That's a good point made in this new episode. Like, Rick is kind of a pussy.
I don't want to think of Rick as a pussy.
Me neither. At all. I want him to be like he is in the comic with a scraggly fucking beard.
I was starting to think Rick was a little bit of a pussy in season two until he fucking brutally kills Shane. And I was like, this guy is cool.
He does.
That was intense.
Does not give a fuck.
No. Although I'm sure AJ would be butthurt that Carl does not actually kill Shane.
It was an awesome character building moment in the comics. And they were like, no, we can't show a kid kill somebody. So we're going to give them the pussified version of killing a zombie. Who gives a shit?
But still, the scene of Rick actually killing Shane was really brutal.
No, I agree. Carl should have done it. I also think that just like in the comic, Rick should have left, figured out that, you know, you come back no matter what, and then driven back, and then dug up Shane and shot him.
Yeah,
that was a really cool scene.
Yeah, because technically they switched roles in the comic. Rick kills his reanimated corpse, where Carl kills his actual living body.
Exactly. I thought that was I don't know. I like that in the comic. That was cool.
That is pretty cool.
I don't know, it's just the comic has a lot of things about it that I like more. And part of that is that, like, that, I don't know, visceral feeling. But yeah, the show, it's like, oh, we can't have a kid kill an older person. Like
I think,
you know?
HBO or Showtime or somebody would have absolutely killed with that license. It wouldn't have the kind of mass audience, but
it took like 4 years to make the series to where it is now on TV. Where the comics, if anybody who's a fan of Walking Dead ever wants to read through them, you can breeze through them pretty damn quick. Each issue goes pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot you got to get through. They passed over 100 issues
now. I mean, there's
see, I am not in any way caught up on the comics. I've only read the first like five.
Yeah, I think I've got the first 10 volumes, and I've read maybe a quarter of them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they originally came out in weekly issues, and then they
monthly
pound them down into volumes. Now they have compendiums.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you can buy compendium one. And it's like the first 30 issues.
I honestly think Kirkman is more involved with his. He's involved in the TV show than he is the comics anymore.
No, they still...
The show is his cash cow now.
Yeah, he writes so many episodes, he shows up on Talking Dead.
Show, but, I mean, there's still a new... There's a new comic every week. Like, it doesn't...
It's still weekly? I thought it was monthly now.
Yeah, still are you sure it's weekly?
I think it's monthly.
I mean, because he's got... Really? It's the same artist on every issue as well. I mean, that guy would never sleep.
I think they're too long to be weekly.
I don't know.
I think they're monthly.
I know they had an artist that drew, like, the first... 4 or 5 comics and they switched artists, but because of licensing rights or some shit, they have to credit that first artist on like every issue ever to the end of time.
Lucky bastard.
So now it says created by Robert Kirkman, the main artist, and then the guy that did the first 5 issues.
You know what? We're about to close out the show, and I think this is the first one in a long time that we didn't talk about anything sexual. I mean, that's kind of weird, right?
Go us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
We actually had legit content this week. It wasn't just conversation about banging or porno.
We'll save it for next week.
Yeah. So come up with as many banging or porn-related topics as you can for next week.
Hey, the show's Thursday next week, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Which means no Ryan.
No Ryan.
Aww. Wait, why do we have to do it on... that reminds me. I wanted to ask you. Why do we have to do it on Thursday next week?
Oh, I got a company event on Wednesday night. We're going to go ride go-karts.
Oh, that's what it is, the go-kart thing?
Yeah.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, man.
It would be fun in many other contexts, but not this one.
Yeah.
Well, where is it?
It's a place that's actually just opening this week, like G1 go-karts or something. I don't know.
So it's just a go-kart place? I wonder if you can drink there.
Oh, dude. Actually, that might make it worthwhile. We'll see.
I think that would make it way more fun. Like, not to get hammered, but just get a good buzz before...
Yeah, I can get like 4 beers deep and go drive some go-karts.
Yeah.
Practicing for the drive home. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
All right, well, hold on a second. We got a call. Let me just go ahead and answer it before we, make this quick. Hey, John, you're on the show. We're about to close out. What's up?
Oh, hey, you guys should talk about Zach.
Wait, what?
You should talk about Zach.
Okay, well, we're about to end the show, so.
Gay elite dinner or whatever
that he
went to.
Yeah, we did.
What? Oh, you did?
Didn't we?
No.
Yeah, I think I mentioned I had frog's legs.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about what he ate. Yeah, we talked about it. We talked about everything that there was there to discuss.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, thanks for calling. We're gonna close out the show. All right.
No.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and call it.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, with...
Zach Youngblood Lewis.
And.
You gotta say my name. You know what? Go fuck yourself anyway.
Our producer. We'll see you next week. Or will he? You're listening to the Status Bro Show. Wait, how do I usually end the show? Do I say you're listening?
See you next week on the Status Bro Show.
Oh, you're right. Let's say see you next week. Yeah. Okay, we'll see you next week on the Status Bro Show.